Okay, tonight is the 22nd of July, and this Shabbos is going to read Parshas Devarim. Of course, it's Shabbos Chazon. Parshas Devarim is always Shabbos Chazon. Parshas Devarim is always the Shabbos of the 9 days. Some years you have two Shabbos in the 9 days. If Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, or if Tisha B'Av lands on Sunday, naturally, that being pushed off, so then you have two Shabbos in the 9 days. But Parshas Devarim is always Shabbos in 9 days. So I want to discuss something that's related to the 9 days, but to begin with a question that emerges from the parsha. The Torah states in the beginning of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, begins to recap some of the events that have taken place. The Parshas Devarim is the introductory parsha of the sefer known as Mishneh Torah. Sure. And so we know that a good part of Mishneh Torah, or some of Mishneh Torah, is a review of things that took place in terms of events earlier in the Torah. So among the first things that Moshe Rabbeinu reviews is the story of the Chet HaMeraglim. And the Torah states in the Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vashlishi, Vatikru, Vaikulchem, Vatomu, Nishulchan, Hashem, Lefaneinu, all of you approached me and you asked me to send men who could go and scout out the land and bring back a report, etc., etc. The whole story we know the background. And Moshe Rabbeinu says they came back, they said the land was good, you didn't want to go in. And it says in Perek Aleph again, Pasuk Chav Zion, Vateirognu B'Aleichem, Vatomru B'Sinas Hashem Osana Hotzionam Eretz Mitzrayim L'Seis Osana B'Yada Amori L'Hashmideinu. Translate from the Article Translation, you slandered in your tents, and you said, because of Hashem's hatred for us, did he take us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us from the hand of the Amori to destroy us. That's the Lashon about Teirognu B'Aleichem. Teirognu is a Lashon somehow to mean, Rashi says, Lashon Hara, and he quotes other places where people use, where the Tanakh uses this word to imply some form of slander. They complained, they grumbled, and they said bad things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I said, but Teirognu B'Aleichem. And that's the pasuk. Now, earlier on in the Chumash, when this story is initially recorded, when it actually happened, of course in Parshas Shlach, we find the following in Perek Yud Dalad Pasuk Aleph of Sefer B'Midbar in Parshas Shlach. It says there, "Vatisa kol ha'edim ha'itnas kolam va'yiv kohom ba'layla hu." The people all cried out and they cried and complained that night. The Ramban there says as follows. He presents sort of the chronology. And there in the B'Midbar Perek Yud Dalad Pasuk Aleph, Ramban presents the chronology. He says, "Ki la'eis erev." Bo hamaraglim bo'aleim. That evening, the maraglim returned to their tents. Kasher holchum lifnei Moshe. After they had already presented themselves before Moshe, uvaboker ishkimu bayalino kula Moshe ra'on. And in the morning, they sort of raised everybody on, like you say in Yiddish. They you know, inspired the crowd to complain. V'kach omar Moshe. And the Ramban says, this is what Moshe said. And the Ramban quotes our pasuk from later on, from Devarim. V'ateirognu ba'aleichem. What does it mean? Ki ba'aleichem hayu omrim divrei nirgan. V'amu rabbeinu heim bachu b'chir shlochinu v'ani ekbalam b'chir l'doros. They complained in their tents. And that's where somehow there seems to be an emphasis on the complaint that it took place in the tents. They got the people somehow to, they complained and they made noise. And they got the people to complain. And then Ramban quotes the famous Gemara that says, on this night you cried for no reason, so now you're going to cry, I'll give you a reason to cry. Sometimes you have parents get annoyed with the children because the children are kvetching and they're kvetching about nothing. So you say, you want to kvetch, you want to cry, I'll give you something to cry about in a minute. Right, so this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, said. You cried for no reason. The Meraglim came back with this negative report, but they were misinformed. They were misinforming you. You're crying now for no reason, so I'm going to give you a reason to cry on this night. It's interesting. Ramban says, Ramban doesn't see where exactly Chazal got it from. It's a Gemara. I mean, Ramban was surely aware of the Gemara. It's a Gemara in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. On Daf Kuf Dalet. The Drosha seems to be from the word balayla hu, because it says in the beginning of Eicha, it says b'chos yivkeh balayla, a double language. You know, the two b'chiyas referring to two batei mikdash. Anyway, the Gemara has a drush, I think it's Kuf Dalad in Sanhedrin. It says Kuf Dalad Beis. It says b'chos yivkeh balayla shtei b'chiyas halal lomar amar rabba amar biyochran echad al mikdash rishon echad al mikdash sheni. Balayla al iske laila. What is balayla? Bachosiv can't balayla al iske laila, because something happened at night. Namely, because the question is, why do you cry for the mikdash only balayla? I mean, well, what's bachosiv can't balayla? If the mikdash was destroyed, so it was set fire to in the afternoon, it was the following night, what's bachosiv can't balayla? It wasn't the night that we read Eicha. So what's the balayla? So the Gemara says, al iske laila. Shenema vatisa kolay vaitnos kolom vaiv kolom balayla. That's the drasha. So Ramban was surely aware of this Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Daal on the base, but he said he doesn't exactly see how you know, how this comes out. And the truth of the matter is, it's a question which I came across this Ramban previously and wondered exactly. It's a good question, really. What exactly is the drasha? What's the connection between the Churban, other than the general connection I just mentioned before? You cried for nothing, so now you're going to cry for something real. But is there any real connection between the Churban of the Mikdash and the Meraglim? I mean, it happened on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, okay, we understand. You know, the Chumash never mentions it, but the Gemara works out. Chazal work out that the night of the crying at the time of the Meraglim, that was the ninth of Av. Okay, but is there any, you know, is there a Mida Keneged Mida here? What, other than the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're going to have something real to cry about this night, what is there? I wondered about this. What is there that you know, that connects the mikdash to the Meraglim? I'm sure there are different drushes and different approaches to share one this evening. But it is the Gemara. The Ramban, as I said, is sensitive to the question. He doesn't really. He tries to answer. I mean, has to do with you know, with children, because they said their children are going to perish. So he has his approach. I'll mention as an aside, the Netziv, I don't have it in front of me, if you have time to look up, there's an interesting comment. The Netziv says, after Moshe davened, there in the Shlach, after Moshe davened for forgiveness, so Hashem says in Pasuk Kof of Perek Yudal, V'yom Hashem Salachti Kidvorecha, the famous Pesuk that we know from the Slichos, right? Pasuk Yutah, Slach no Lavon Amazek Goro Chastecha V'chashen Osos Amazek V'mitzvah V'reima V'reino, doesn't say V'shom Ne'mar, that's Pasuk, that's it. V'yom Hashem Salachti Kidvorecha, but then the next Pasuk, V'ulam, however, Chai Oni V'yimalei Chor Hashem Es Kol Oretz. What exactly does that mean? So the Netziv, I think in the Hamak Dover, on that Pasuk says, yes, you're forgiven, but the Yimalei Chor Hashem is caused. Something's going to happen that Hashem's glory should fill the world. What does that mean? There's going to be a Churban. You're going to be sent into Golas. And what's one of the purposes of Golas? To spread my name to the whole rest of the world. That's an interesting comment in Netziv. But the Ramban's Kasha is still a good Kasha, which we ought to think about, other than the fact that we all know that the Chet HaMeraglim was Tisha B'Av and the and the Chumash said, what connection is there? What is this Inyan? Vateirognu b'haleichem. Right, they in a tense. And the truth of the matter is, the pasuk in Tehillim, I don't bring a Tanakh, but the pasuk in Tehillim, also when it speaks of Vayimasu be'eretz chemda, the pasuk in Tehillim summarizes the in the back. The pasuk in Tehillim, which I don't know if I remember the parak, but the pasuk in Tehillim also summarizes the events of the Meraglim, and it also says there that they grumbled in our Baalehem. So. This idea of what this tent, complaining of tents, is a Gemara that is discussed or is mentioned at least by the Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Mem Zayin on the base. Listen to what the Gemara says, and maybe here we'll have the answer to our question. The Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Mem Zayin, says, Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, Tartem v'ginisem b'ohalo shom mokom. On the explaining the pasuk vateirognu b'aleichem shvus mem zayin beis, the Gemara says you complained. You have it there. It was the parak kuf dal, kufov, parak kufov. Towards the end of the parak, it says regarding the meraglim pasuk tefillin and parak kufov, kufov. Shkara vayimasu beretz chemda lo haminu l'dvar. Right, they rejected the beautiful land or the charming land. And didn't believe in Hashem by Erognu Bahaleim. Again, the Pasuk Tilim paraphrasing the Pasuk and I said you. Erognu Bahaleim lo shomu b'kol Hashem. So it's the same thing. What's this OL thing to the Gimshar? So the Gemara in Shavuos, again, Mem Zanam Abay says, Shem ben Tarfon Omer, but on the words I talk about, Lechem Tarta v'ginisem ba'alo shomakom. You criticize, ginisem v'oshon of Genai, the OL of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rashi there says, you were critical of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who put his Shekhinah amongst you. But there's an Aleph from the Bach, there's a Ha'orah from the Bach, a Hagor from the Bach. The Bach says, it shouldn't say, Tevos Elo Mechukim, Tof Aleph Mem. Whenever you see it in the Bach, they wrote Tof Aleph Mem, means Tevos Elo Mechukim. These words should not appear. Rather, the near Bein HaSorma, I think it was another version, Shehishkin Es Ohalo Beinechem. He placed his tent. It's a reference to the Mishkan, meaning, according to this Gemara, I think the Gemara is saying is that the people directed their criticism that night towards the Mishkan. In other words, they looked at the Mishkan in a negative factor. The Mishkan was the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It was the Ohel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vatayrognu Ba'aleichem means not the Ohel, each individual in his own tent. It means the Ohel of Klal Yisrael, the Mishkan. And again, especially with that Ha'ara from the Bach, if you look, I forgot to make the Maharsha on this Gemara in Shavuos, says they complained about the Mishkan, they complained about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in their midst. So with that, that's the Teretz. In other words, if part of the Chet HaMeraglim, so to speak, was that the people somehow directed their frustration towards the Mishkan, you know, they spat at the Mishkan, so to speak, not literally, but figuratively. So now you can understand the connection in Churban Beis HaMikdash. You didn't want this Mishkan, like they were saying, we don't want this, we don't want any part of this. What's this, you know, this represents our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't want it. Their anger was directed at our Kodesh Baruch Hu through the vehicle of the Mishkan. That's what I think the Gemara in Shavuos is suggesting. And now we can understand why in the Psukim in our Pasuk it says about Teirognu Ba'aleichem, and why the Pasuk in Tehillim says it. Maybe that's the answer to the question as to why, you know, the question that the Rabban in Shlach hints at, what's the connection between the Churban HaBayis and the Chet HaMeraglim, other than the fact that it happened to be on Tisha B'Av. I think now we can suggest that if it's me that connected me, that you complained relating to the Mishkan, so there's going to be a Churban of the permanent Mishkan, which we of course call the Beis HaMikdash. So that's sort of the background information, or point of departure. So what I wanted to really move from there into is the following question. We know that there is a practice that we have, and it's brought down of course in the Shulchan Aruch, not to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. So keep this idea in the background, that the complaint of the Meraglim related to the Mishkan, the Churban was of course, the central point was the Mikdash, and that's really what our attention should focus on during the 9 days. So as I said, we have, of course, the practice that we don't eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. As we'll see it inside. Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siftas Yesh Nogim. It's Yesh Nogim, right? It's not in the Gemara. Yesh Nogim, maybe it's a possible Shabbos. Yesh Nogim Shalom Lecho Boser Shalom Lishtos Yayin B'Shabbos Zu. Shabbos meaning the week, not Shabbos. We call Shabbos Saturday, means the week. People have the practice not to eat meat and drink wine during this week, namely the week of the Tisha B'Av, so what we call Shavu Shechalbo, which really means it wouldn't be till this Motzei Shabbos. This year's a short Shavu Shechalbo, right? However, the Yesh Mosifin Rosh Chodesh al HaTaimis. However, some add the practice already begins Rosh Chodesh, and that's our practice in a whole 9 days, Rosh Chodesh through the Taimis. The Yesh Mosifin Yudzayim B'Tamuz. Some people already from Shavuos B'Tamuz. That's not our practice, and the Ramah adds, among other things, he says, "Umatzniim be'eschodesh ve'elach asakin shochit shita." You put away the shita knife because no need to shechet any behemoths. But shein shochem ki'im u'tzarech mitzvah be'on lechola o Shabbos o mila u'keotzeba. The Ramah opens the door to the fact that if there's some reason for simcha or something like that, a bris mila which requires meat, or Shabbos obviously, then you do it. You do have a shita, you do eat meat. The Mechaber continues in the next Sif, but Sif Yud. The same thing with the Bsar Ov. But he writes, Umutu lishtos yayin v'havdala birkas hamazon. You are allowed to drink wine for Havdala and for birkas hamazon. It's a whole different question what to do with Havdala this Motzei Shabbos. The Ramor writes, Hago v'nogin l'hachmer sh'ol shos yayin birkas hamazon v'lo b'havdala. Ramor says that people are machmer not to drink wine, even for Havdala, even for benching, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos you'll have a kiddush, no question. The question, what about Abdullah? He writes on Nothin Latino, you can give it to a kid, but
you make Shabbos, even if you extend Shabbos.
You make Shabbos early. That's a separate question, but yes, you can make Shabbos early. And there's a question, are you allowed to taste the meat on you're allowed to taste something on Friday afternoon? or, you know, a lot of pain, because the people who are not there, because you're doing it l'kavod Shabbos. In other words, you want to make sure the food, the meat tastes good for Shabbos, the soup tastes good or whatever. So some people are...
Huh? When you're cooking it?
Yeah, when we're cooking, yeah. It's part of the... Not time you're yeah, right. That's right. They bring down that there's a general Indian on a regular Friday afternoon. I don't think we would extend that to 9 days. But if it's I once found in print, somebody, I kid with somebody every year, I have a practice that I always eat the fleishiks from Lav Malka. So I found in print someplace that if that's your practice, so then even during the 9 days, you can eat fleish from Lav Malka. Do it attached to Shah. I don't do it. I can't bring myself to do it, so I don't eat fleish from Lav Malka for 9 days. But I did find it in print once. I have to remember where. But I don't think it's based on Talmud Chaim Zohar. If you look around, Shmir Shabbos Kachos HaToshlech. Yeah, I have a little safe at home. Yeah, I have. I should double check it. Yeah. Huh?
For the
death of the Etzem alone. Right. No, but I saw it somewhere else also. Anyway, the Ramor mentioned in Sif Yud, Ramor mentions that it's Mutter Vesudas Mitzvah Kigon Milu Pidyon Aben Vesiyam Maseches. Right? Vesudas Erisin, you know, if there's some kind of a simcha that takes place, Siyam Maseches, so that's, you know, you do all the camps, you know. Some guy makes a siyam and then he invites his 500 closest friends, you know, from the nearby camps, you know, come over to that place. Okay, I don't know if that's the greatest.
The
Babich
said,
yeah. Really? To look for, okay, that's good. Talmud Torah, good. Anyway, all right, so for these reasons you're allowed to. And who can join? Kol HaShayachim L'Suda. Anybody who has some kind of a shachas. Okay, I thought it means to somebody who you would have, you would generally invite, and you can go. All right, I won't go into that problem. I want to share. So I'm saying the Ramor mentioned Abdullah, you give it to a child. Problem is, how old is the child? I never could figure out because a child should be. Right, no, he's right. No question.
No, why not?
You do yourself.
Why not go to the practice that we have?
Schnapps.
You know, don't have.
Make it on schnapps. Chama Medina.
Chama Medina.
Right, so that's a question, what's better? But the Ramor doesn't say it. The Ramor says to drink it yourself.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't that be a simplistic answer?
It would. The question is, there are those who claim that maybe Chamadin is only if you don't have one as a rule. In other words, in here, you
so
do have it.
Easter puts you in a cat. Yes,
I understand.
I was a little confused about this, actually. Yeah. I wanted to ask you separately anyway.
Yeah.
So, if the Easter puts you in a category...
Because only the answer is only a minute. The whole meat and wine 9 days is only a minute. It's not an answer. It's not a, you know, it's not on the same level. That would be why. So the eating meat, that remember, we start on Sifes. It started with the lashon yesh noyim. Yeah, it's all yesh noyim. So anyway, but the question is, it takes after the child. The Mishnah Berurah discussed how old the child has to be. I'm off the subject now, but it has to be a child.
Is it mimic from the resulter from the beam?
No. Wait a minute. It's a question of exactly where it starts from. It's a whole question. That's what I want to talk about now. Really, I want to talk about what exactly is the nature of the mimic. Well, you know, that's really what I want to get to, because we'll see. That's what I want to talk about. But in terms of the havdalah, so it says you give it to a child, but the child has to be old enough to relate to the bracha. But not old enough to be understand Churban HaBayis. I never could figure out exactly what age that was. So I always drank the wine myself. But I think I only drank, I drank Rove Kos. I didn't drink the whole Kos. Okay. Anyway, so I wanted to share something which is printed. There's a Sefer that some of the Shura HaRav series from Shurim from Rav Salarech of Harbacha. So this was Inanna Avelos with Tisha B'Av. They combined in one Sefer, Torah from Rav Salarechik, on Avelos and Tisha B'Av, you know, on Avelos in general, and then specifically on Tisha B'Av. So in the Tisha B'Av section,
but you can study on Tisha
B'Av. Yeah, although it's Lombus, so I don't know. All right, but I guess so. Anyway, he mentions, so this is, the Rav said as follows, he quotes this Shulchan Aruch, what we just mentioned. He says, Nir Loma B'Yir Dvarav, She'ikar Aminich Tzol Echol Bosom, Shol Shol Shayin, Hu Kedei Lemait B'Simcha, Mishnich Nes'av. What's the whole idea of not even eating drinking wine? It's, we have a statement, Mishnich Nes'av, Mematim B'Simcha, right? When the month of Av begins, so we remain Simcha. And we know that the Gemara says, we've spoken about this in other contexts with regards to Yontif, that Ein Simcha L'Bosom Yayin, among the chief means of attaining simcha in halacha is through eating meat and drinking wine. So if you have a din, you're supposed to be ma'at simcha, so then how do we fulfill and be ma'at simcha? By not having meat and wine. That's the pashtus, right? She'ain simcha lo b'basu yayin, and that's not the Rav's own chiddush. Beis Yosef quotes it, and I didn't bring it, but Beis Yosef quotes it in the footnote. Beis Yosef says in the name of the Kolbo, right? That's how to be shown him right, that it's a din of miut and simcha. Okay? And see, really, Henry alluded to your question, because that's what the Rav says. Achlo nesu el b'basal yayin shehen b'chlal mosoras v'idunim. It's not the meat and wine per se is also. It's meat and wine which you're eating in the context of simcha. So when you make an avdallah, that explains, you know, or if it's a sudas mitzvah, a siyam, where it's not that that's gorim the simcha, that there is some other reason for eating the meat or drinking the wine. So then, that's what he says. She'in yirba b'tanuim yorah hesach adas ma'avelos ma'she'in kein b'basav yayin shal mitzah einam b'chlam mosar v'dunim. In other words, the truth of the matter is, it's not drinking wine by havdalah. In fact, he writes, v'mem esorach iyan amai osa haramol l'chatchil ishus miyayin havdalah. Why did he say to give it to the kid in the first place? Shouldn't it be a shal in the first place? Of course you can drink yourself. You're not drinking wine now because it's simcha. You drink wine because it's havdalah and the requirement to have wine, right? So, but that's the Rav's beer of, again, the Rishonim really say this, that it has to do with being ma'at b'simcha. Now, what the Rav takes off on, I'll say this before getting to the point I really want to mention, but he mentions, I'll read inside the Ramah first. He says,
havdalah is ma'at before you say the Baruch Hu Gafen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you've davened already anyway. You've set up the one in the Shmonesek. Anyway, so it's all off. It's off of Shabbos. But the point of
theoretically, if you don't daven Maariv,
yeah, and you want to make
and you make Havdalah. So what's Mavdil? When you drink the wine, are you drinking the wine?
It's not Mavdil. The question comes up. This question, again, we're off the field. But since yes, the question comes up when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. On it's pushed off to Sunday, or naturally falls on Sunday. Either way, right? It's going to be Tisha B'Av, Mos Tisha. What happens on Havdalah? Right, so what happens on Dola? So our practice is we make a Boromir HaEsh, you know, right before Eicha, right, the candle, and then we make the Havdalah, the Sunday is gone, we don't make the Sunday at all, and Sunday night, after the fast, you make on the one. But some quote, you make Havdalah early, you make Havdalah when it's still Shabbos. You can't use a candle, and you can't, you know, but you can say the Boromir HaGofen, and a Magla Kol Shachol, just like you make Kiddush, you make Havdalah, you know, after Plaga Mincha, the whole thing, you can still drink the wine, because it's Shabbos, but Shabbos is not over yet.
Before Shkia.
Before Shkia, right, but you can't drink. But did you have Uvda? I did that, you know, because there's some who, I'm not passing this to everybody, there's some who say this, I was in Aninus over Shabbos. The same question, somebody, Rahman Otsan is an Onain, so when my mother, Lashon, passed away, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, it was a 3-day Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Yontif, so I did everything with Yontif. But what's going to happen with Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos? I'm an Onan, so after Shabbos, same question. So I made Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. After Plaga Mincha with Pushkia, and I drank the wine then. Some say it. I don't know if necessarily that's the more widespread view, but that's what I did. But anyway, I mean, it's not my idea, people say it. Anyway, so that's the same question. But the point, getting back to our topic, so the Ramah is saying, the Rav explains that the whole Havdalah is not a problem. Havdalah is not a problem. It's, you know, Sechah, there the wine is not for the Idunim and for the Simcha, but, you know, it's part of the occasion. But then he mentions as follows. The Ramah says, so you have a Siyam HaSechah, it's a Mila, Pidyon HaBen, Sudas Erisin, Ochlin, Basav, Shosin, Yain, Kol HaShayachim, L'Suda. Anybody who's Shayach somehow, like I said, in a camp, you can invite all the whole camp. However, then the Ramah says, "Avol yesh shlotzamtzim shelo lahosif." Maybe, you know, you should might be right, you know, only to make sure someone has some real shaychus to it. But that's fine. But then he says, "Ubeshavua shechalbo tishabo." But the shavua shechalbo shechal tishabo besocha ein lechol bovas l'shain rak minyan mitzumtzum. Then he does, if it's shavua shechalbo, then he can't invite all 100, the whole shul or whatever, the whole camp. That's what Ramah says. Rak minyan mitzumtzum. We have a minyan get a bris, then you have a minyan. So you're limited. V'zeh afilu be'erev Tisha B'Av, sorry. Now you can even erev Tisha B'Av. Okay, just not by the sudas and mafsekas, the last meal. But the Ramah here makes a distinction between the 9 days and the shavu shechalbo. In the 9 days, so then anybody who has some kind of a shaychus to the person making the siyam or making the bris meal or the pidyon haben or whatever it is can come and partake of the sudas. Like Rabbi Shmuel said, Yitzchak quoted before, so you have a shaykh somehow, you know the guy good. Everyone in Eretz, all Klai Yisrael shaychas to each other. But in the 9 day, in the Shavuot Shechalbo, so especially with Babaj, right? That's the Shita. So, but the Shavuot Shechalbo, there are more righteous to have a minyan mitzumsen. So wait a second, according to what the Rav said, the whole reason you don't eat and drink wine, the Rishonim say, is because it's a union of Simcha, it's part of Mishenich Masabim, Hatem B'Simcha. So then, why this distinction? What's the difference of this 9 days of Shavuot Shechalbo? It's still not for the sake of Simcha, it's still for the mitzvah. So he says that they're Beis Yisur Nefodim. He raises this question. And Nero Lafarish, right, he says, and the two different Yisurim. One is from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot Shechalbo. That's Kedei Lamat B'Simcha. That's Misha Nifnos Av Lamat B'Simcha. Vasheni, however, the other one, other din is, the Shavuot Shechalbo Tishra, it's Betoris Nihug Avelos. That's already din in Avelos. Now that's somewhat problematically discussed in the footnote, as we're going to see really, the truth is, and this is the common misperception. Yes, people, why they can't drink meat and drink wine and eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days? And we tell it's Avelos. On both sides, there's no such din that an Ovel is not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. An Onain can't, I mentioned, I alluded to before. An Onain means, the halacha, the time that the relative passes away, or upon the time you hear about it, until the kvura, until the person's buried. So then the relatives, the immediate relatives, seven immediate relatives, right? Father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, the seven, so they become an Onain. That's an Onain. Onain can't even eat and drink wine. It's a Mishnah in Brachos in the third parak. But after the Kvura, during the week of Shiva, and Adelab, the Gemara has an expression, Sanhedrin Dafayim, the whole reason wine was created was to be Lenachem or Sarvelim, right? I mean, wine, in fact, as we'll see, I mean, now, but the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that the Sudas Havra, okay, which is the meal that the Avelim eat when they come back from the cemetery. There's a special meal that the neighbors are supposed to prepare. The person shouldn't prepare his own meals. So usually in the shul, they have a committee, the Chavak Kaddish, or whatever it is, people in the neighborhood prepare the meal. So I don't know if people are machmir this way, but there's one sheet in the shul that shadaf could be a fleshig meal. That I didn't have because it was Tom Gedalia, so I didn't have any Suda Sabro. So I don't know what I would have done. But some people are machmir to have dafka to have fleshig. As the Rishonim say, it's quoted by the Yad of Rome and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea. So there's no din that an Ovel can't eat meat and drink wine. So it's not really 100% correct to say that the reason we're not eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days is because Avelis. The Rav does mention that point, and the footnote it says as follows: Afal pisha Ovel afilu tokshuv mutavos yayin yesh lomar dehainu mishum da'oz muto nachem oso. No, that's dafka because an Ovel and Shiva said this is menachem him, and he mentioned Gvurba Sanhedrin ayinam at Ovel shalom nivri yayin al kedalachem os Avelim. In Tisha B'Av, see, everything goes in the reverse order. The famous, the Rav developed this elsewhere and others. Okay, you know, when we call Avelos Chadosh, a person, God forbid, lose a relative. So the height of the Avelos is at the moment of the death. Misha Mesel Mutalafonov, to use the language of the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak in Brachos, right? The person's in front of you. Then there's the status of an Onain. The body may have been removed, you're an Onain. Then there's Avelos of Shiva. Then there's Shloshim. Then there's Yud Beis Chodesh. And it decreases in severity or in terms of halachic requirements, right? I mean, the most requirements or the most restrictions, let's put it that way, are the earlier stages. Then it lessens as time goes on. With the Avelos Yeshana, the Avelos of Tisha B'Av, the Chuban, it's quite the reverse, right? Shavuos B'Tammuz has these restrictions, and they intensify. Then we have the 9 days, Shavuot Shechalbo. Then we have Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, where the Sudah Masek is not eating anything, just you know, a piece of bread and an egg or whatever. And then Tisha B'Av itself, right? It's the reverse order. And then Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, after Chatzos, then we say Nachayim, we can get off the floor. And you know, towels and tefillin and everything else. So the Rav said like this: he holds, or in this essay, you know, according to this essay, he holds that no, the not even meat and drink wine is a din of avelus. It's just that I and Ovel are allowed to eat it dafka because that's an expression of nechama. And on Tisha B'Av, it's the reverse. We're not interested. We're not able to have nechama then until Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Anyway, that's his approach, and that therefore he says as follows. He says, when you're talking about Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, so there, in the week of the 9 days, it's Mimatin B'Simcha. Right? That's the mukkah for not eating, drink wine during the 9 days, is to be mad to simcha. So in Mele, I can have a bris, I can have a siyum or whatever, and invite all my, 200 closest friends, and they can all come because they have a shachas, because we're not doing it with tam simcha. But during the Shavuot Shechabo, simcha is not the reason, it's avelus. Then you have to have a minyan mitzumtzum. And that's how he explains, that's what the Ramo says, you have to have a limited people. In other words, I'll read it in his language. He says, it's my yontif. I have a seamer. I make a brisa. For me, it's a jolly day. It's a happy day. So then it's docha. Okay? But who's the docha for me? And rak minyan asar nikorim balei bris al pi minig. Since we have a minig, that 10 people a bris, so we're all considered a balei bris. But just to that, the basic minyan for the bris. Ulamer ashchodesh at shavu shachal bo tishah b'av. But the week that we're now in today, it's just coming to an end. The week of quote unquote the 9 days from ashchodesh, which was Monday, till shavu shachal bo tishah b'av, the lo nesu b'osav yain kechelak minihu gavelas elakadei lemay pesimcha. Yeah, mevelu matarim kol bnei asud alechol v'lo kaptin and shol yochul yosem minyan mitzumtzum. Again. So when you have, when it's Shavu Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so it's got to be a minyan mitzumtzum, because that's not a din in the Mai Pesimcha, it's din in Avelis. Okay, so for me, I'm not knowing Avelis, it's my bris, it's my simcha. And since the minyan of the bris is to have a minyan, so I can call 10 people, they become part of the Balei Bris also. That's Shavu Shechal Bo. But the week of, the week before, the week from Rosh Chodesh until Shavu Shechal Bo, the so-called 9 days, or the first half of the 9 days, so to speak, that's Kedei L'mayit B'Simchas, and then anybody can join. The only thing is, here's what he says, listen to this. Olafi dvarenu mistaber she'ein lahati achilus basal shuha b'tishbav afilu b'sulis mitzah chutz misulis brismila. There is a minute to have 10 people to bris. I'm saying, I don't know if there's a minute to have 10 people to see him. In other words, the bris, they're based on a number of sources for the minute to have a minion of the bris. But he says, Shasuda Tluya Biyom Musum, Mela also Yom Nikki Yontal Lala Bris, Mashainikin Musuda Siyam Masechas, Shainatu Dafka Bizayam, Siyam Masechas, not this day. I finished the Masechas, so I can make the Siyam next week too. Right? There's no din that you have to have on the very day. And there's certainly no din you have to have 10 people. So he said, according to this, maybe the whole heter for a Siyam should really only apply during the first half of the 9 days, when it's 9 days, when it's a din of miut the simcha, then you can say I can have a heter to have a fleshes because of a bris, because of a siyum. But during Shavu Shechal Bo, maybe not, because there it's already din of avelus, and maybe then you shouldn't have a siyum, you shouldn't have a fleshes to see him. But the Ramo is not mechalik. And that's what I want to share from the Rav. However, I mentioned this is all based upon the fact that the Beis Yosef, this whole essay from the Rav, is based on the fact that Beis Yosef quotes in the Kolbo. Now, let me show him that the whole inyan of not having meat and wine, not even flesh, in 9 days, is a din of simcha, or the Rav wanted mechalik between Shavu Shechal Bo when it's more of a din of avelus. However, others have a different take altogether. The Rosh, I think, I don't know if he's the first, but I guess among the first, to point this out. The Rosh has a different take altogether on why we don't have meat and wine during the 9 days. And this will relate back to what we started with in terms of the Parsha Shavua, in terms of the connection to the Beis HaMikdash, or shall we say, a more direct connection. The Rosh writes, just a moment, in the fourth parak of Tainus, I think it's Simon Lamed Vav, he says as follows. He refers us to a Gemara in Baba Basra, which we'll see in a second. The Rosh writes, Rabbeinu Osher, the Perek Dalel of Tainus, Simon Lamed Vav, Garcina the Perek Cheskas Abatim, Das Samach HaMabeis, Tana Rabbonim, Mishacharav HaBayis Boachrono. Okay, we'll read it from here. I brought the Baba Basra, we'll read it from the Rosh. He says, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim Bisrael, Shalo Lecho Bosor, Vashalo Lishtos Yayin. There were people who wanted to stop eating meat and drinking wine. Period. Ever. How can we eat meat and drink wine now? There's no more Beis HaMikdash. The meat reminds us of the meat from the Karbonos, and the wine reminds us of the Nesachim, the wine libations of the Zippor. They wanted, they were Prusha, from Acts, from Eden, who wanted to, how can we, we want to stop eating meat and drink wine altogether. So, Nitvalam Yeshua ben Chanan Yamalan ben Benim and Ayim Lachem, well, why do you want to do this? Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said, why do you want to accept such a practice upon yourself? We should eat meat, which they used to bring on the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, which is now no longer. We should, again, as all the Rosh quoting the one of the end of Perek Cheskes HaBatin. We should drink wine that they used to pour on the Mizbeach. So, well, ahem, so he said to them, good point. Im kain, lechem lo nochos, shekvar bitl menochos. We better not eat bread either, because the menochos were flour offerings, they don't eat bread. Okay? So, henachanami, so amu lo, efshebe peris. Okay, so we'll eat only fruit from now on. So, amu lahem, peris lo nochos, shekvar bitl bikurim. How can we peris? The remind us about the bikurim. So, amu lo, efshebe peris acherim. We eat other fruits, because bikurim only from the Shilaminim, you know, from the seven species. Amalahem, Mayim lo nishta shekvar botol nisuch hamayim. On Sukkot, they poured water on the Mizbech. Nisuch hamayim, they're not drinking any water either. Miyad shoskus. So there's nothing else in there. You're not going to have bread. You're not going to have water. It's impossible. Okay? So, he says, it goes and more goes on to say, we don't want to be misabel too much, because why? Not that they're wrong, but shekvar, you can't tell people. They were right in a way. The Yeshua is admitting, in a right, they were right. I mean, all these things remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. We should abstain from anything. We should have no simcha anymore, no meat, no wine, no nothing, right? They're the bare bones, they're enough to stay alive. That's not exerisha that the tzibur, people can't live like that. So you don't do it. Okay? So the Gemara then goes on to say that there were certain things that we do to remember the Beis HaMikdash. This Gemara is the mocha, the Rosh quotes it. This Gemara is the mocha for leaving a corner of the house not painted. Right? You've heard that then, you know, various other things that the Gemara mentions. You should leave something out of your Suda, and we have other practices. Anyway, so this is what the Rosh quotes. Now, at the very end of this piece, so the Rosh writes, "Chol Oser Bosri." The original din of the Gemara of not eating meat and drinking wine, you ask whether it comes. The only din of the Gemara is at the Surah Mafsekas. The last meal that you eat on next Monday afternoon, right before Tisha B'Av, that's the din of the Gemara, not the meat and wine then. Okay, so that's what the Rosh is addressing. It seems that by putting it together, what's the Rosh saying? Why not eat meat and drink wine at the Surah Mafsekas? Because originally they didn't want to eat meat and drink wine at all. That gzera was considered too much for people. So that's too much. But, okay, so all year long to say we should never eat meat and drink wine ever again, that we're not prepared to say. But one meal you can do without eating meat and drinking wine. And the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan applies this to the whole 9 days. In Sinim Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sif Chav Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Medina de Gemara, Ein Isser Bachilas Basarak Be'erev Tisha B'Av Surah Mafsekas. Medina de Gemara, the only Isser of meat and wine is Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, you know, last meal. Aval Kvar Kiblu Avaseinu Zahar Be'Meos B'Shanim. It's already a tradition several hundred years, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Shalo Lechol Bas Oshiyan Min Rosh Chodesh Avar Achar Tisha B'Av. The minhag is already Rosh Chodesh Av until after Tisha B'Av. He says after Tisha B'Av because the minhag continues in the morning after Tisha B'Av also, till Chatzos. Now you may drink wine till Chatzos, till it'll be next Wednesday, you know, till Chatzos, so 1:02. Levad Me'om HaShabbos, says the Aruch HaShulchan, why? L'zecher HaKarbonos HaNesachim SheNisbatlu B'Anoseinim. So the Rosh, the Aruch HaShulchan says it first. The Rosh is a little remnant, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it in the Furish. Why do we eat meat and drink wine? It's not our velas. It's not a din in Memayit B'Simcha. It's a din in effect, the Beis HaMikdash. Right, because the meat and wine are directly associated with the Beis HaMikdash, with Karbonos, with Nesachim. Right, so therefore we don't eat meat and drink wine. Zechel Karbonos and Nesachim, Baal Banasen, Yeshanah, and they mentioned some people do it from Shavuos Matamaz on, and so on. Okay. But anyway, so based on this Aruch HaShulchan now, we have a new approach to understanding not eating meat and drinking wine during 9 days. It's a din, not a din on Velas, as we said before. And all those allowed to eat meat and drink wine. It's a din in focusing on the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Shechter, in the Sefer Vikvei Atzon, in the Siman Yurches, the topic has to do with Kriya, Al Ari Yehuda B'Chubonon. But in Os Dalet of this piece, so he discusses the following. His issue here is, what about a cotton? What about a kid? Can you feed meat and wine to... Well, wine may not be okay. I may not give your kids wine anyways. But meat? Can you give meat to the little kid? What about a baby? Whatever. Can you give meat to a kid? So we have a general rule. We have a general rule that ain chinuch lavelus. Okay? Ain chinuch lavelus. And he discusses the difference between avelus and kriya and so on. But the din is... That the Mogar Avram quotes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, writes in Tafkuf Nanalav, Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, he writes that cotton shegil chinuch also lechol basul shoshayin Rosh Chodesh Av Aratimus. But why? If there's no din of avelus for a cotton, ain't chinuch lavelus, so why shouldn't be able to give the kid meat? I mean, okay, you know, the kid will kretch, I don't know, you know, a lot of kids, 9 days are hard. You know, what do you eat? I mean, you know, usually you're like popping hot dogs and hamburgers. Well, you can't do that now. Well, that's why the camps all make them. How much noodles can you eat? Right? So I happen to be allergic to fish, so I'm really in trouble in the 9 days. How much pasta and eggs can you eat? But okay, but for a cotton, so the Morgan Avram Paskins, they now had to give to a cotton. So what's the reason? So it could be that, well, there's a difference in Avelis, you know, when a cotton, Rachmanos Lan, is an Avelis after the death of a relative, as opposed to Avelis here when it's a din in Avelis Tibur. So he discusses that. But then he, Rav Shachar, takes it as following. The Pshuta near the Lokasha Midi. The Isser Bos of a Yayin ain't a Mitoras Avelis. The Isser Bos of a Yayin in 9 days is not a din in Avelis. Well, Raya, Sir Ovel Afilu, Betok Shiva Mutu Bos of a Yayin. The other Abi Yesh Deber Yishom Zil Sus Avro, Bina Bedafki, he quotes here the source. You want to look it up. It's Yardeya Simon Shinai and Ches Siftes. And the Yad Avram is the Sudas Avro. Some people say he's supposed to eat fleshigs and drink wine at the Sudas Avro. Ella, Inyan Hu, and it refers to Yarcha Shulchan, Ara Achonim, Alpia Gemara, Baba Basa, Da Samach, Tonar Abon, and he quotes the whole thing. We read it before in the Rosh. We wanted to read it again. And even though, now Rav Shechter writes, after Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lehem, Shalola Hanig Shumr Chumr Shekazu, even though Rabbi Yeshua told these from guys, now, these people who want to make the don't to do this, don't never eat meat and drink wine. Ach betishas hayomim shebein rosh chodesh av ad lachar atinus shezek var gzer sherobatim yechol amavu. Now we can survive. To tell people not eat meat, drink wine the whole year, that's impossible. But 9 days out of the year, you know, kedai hu, you know, the beis hamikdash, I can suffer for a little bit for 9 days not to eat meat and drink wine. Shapir dami lahani chumet shekazu. And what's the source? The Gemara goes on, what's the source for all this? The Pasuk Yim Vashkachech Yerushalayim. Tishkach Yemina. That's the mokor for remembering the Beis HaMikdash. Vashkachech Yerushalayim, we should never remember. Now here, we actually had, Rashach talks about it a little bit here, but we discuss this in other contexts. You know, the Gemara here seems to say that the source for remembering the Chorban and song was Yim Vashkachech Yerushalayim. There's another Gemara, he quotes it in Rosh Hashanah, it's also a Gemara in Sukkah, which we know, the Gemara says that we take the lulav on Sukkot, the Mishnah, we take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, right? Even though the Torah only says, L'kach t'mechem b'yom ha-rishon, why do we take the lulav all 7 days? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaking zecher for the Mikdash, because in the Mikdash they took it all 7 days of Raisa, because that same Pasuk says, Usmach t'mechem shom ha-kechem shivas yomim. So on Sukkot, in the Beis HaMikdash, they took it all 7 days. But anyway, if you were in elsewhere, that's the question, does it mean Yerushalayim? Well, that's how it's in Tel Aviv, whatever, in Tina. So for sure, me, the Rais, I'll have to bring, wave the Lov and Esrog on the first day of Sukkot, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. After the Churban comes on, Rechem and Zaka, and says, we're going to take the Lulav everywhere for 7 days. Why? Zechel HaMikdash. And that's what we do. So the Gemara, they ask, who says there's such a concept called Zechel HaMikdash? So the Gemara quotes a different pasuk. Tzion, he, Dorish, Einlo, so you have to, there's a pasuk, we, Michal, the boy, Drisha, that you have to think about the Tzion. So we want to distinguish what the Rav explained, what's the difference in the two sources? Why after one pasuk in Meshkachei Yerushalayim and the other pasuk? So there's a difference, Zechel HaMikdash and Zechel HaChorban. No, I'm just saying it over now outside. Zechel HaMikdash, what does Zechel HaMikdash mean? Zechel HaMikdash means to replicate what they did. What did they do? They took the all of 7 days, we take the all of 7 days. That's Tzion Hidorish Einla, Mechal Deboi Drisha, to try and copy what they did. But there's another thing. The other aspect is Dafka to do not what they did. Dafka to notice that something's missing. And that's the other thing. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. We said it over once with regards to Sfiras HaOmer. So the Rav had this beer. That's why some say that Sfiras HaOmer, we don't count weeks, only mention the days, not the weeks. Dafka to do different than the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, I don't want to go into that now. But the Rav Shechter doesn't explain all that here. I'm saying it as a side point. But what comes out is that the abstaining from meat and wine during the 9 days is a zecher l'chorban, is to do something different. There they ate meat, they drank wine, and so it was all part of the Beis Hamikdash experience. The major part of the Beis Hamikdash. Certainly the meat was a major part of the Beis Hamikdash experience. You had to eat meat by a certain amount of time and invite people to join you and so the whole thing. So that's what we abstain from during the 9 days. Not as a din so much of Avelis, not even as a din of Mamad Besimcha, like some Rishonim say, but like the Rosh Hashanah say, and certainly the Rosh Hashanah and other Rishonim understand that the whole idea of not eating meat and drinking wine the 9 days is to remember the Beis Hamikdash. Mamela, to pull everything together, that we started with pointing out that the complaint of the people at the time about Tayrogna Balechem, the Pasuk and Pasha, was the way the Gemara Shmuel seems to suggest. This is what I think, that they're complaining about, that's how the Marsha learns in the Bach's Ha'orah on Rashi, that the complaint related to the Beis HaMikdash. The complaint related to the Beis HaMikdash is going to be a punishment relating to the Beis HaMikdash, and that answers the question the Ramban alludes to in Shlach, as to why there's what's it got to do with Balayla Ahu? What's the Mida Keneged Mida? What has it got to do? That's what has to do with the complaint with the Beis HaMikdash. Mamela, it seems to me now, we could take from this approach, it's not Stam Adin and Avelos, or even Stam Adin of Miyat Pesimcha. It's a din in focusing on the Beis HaMikdash. When we don't eat meat and don't drink wine in the base in the 9 days, which Rosh Hashanah, whatever the minhagim are, so we're doing it as a means of abstaining, a means of saying there is no Beis HaMikdash. So I think it's a different. So I'm saying, so Rosh Hashanah said that's why the din might be given with regards to a cotton, because even though here it's not a din avelus, ein chinuch avelus, the din in avelus. But here, the chinuch is not avelus. The chinuch has to do with korban habayis. So that is chinuch. Maybe that's why you don't have to. Maybe that's why the Magen Avraham and others pass, and you can't give meat and wine even to a cup. Well, he doesn't deal with that. That's a good question. The Rav had that based on Ramah, with the minyan mitzvah. It doesn't deal with it here. But what I'm trying to bring out, I guess, is that we. The very act of not eating meat and not drinking wine, and if we notice it, again, I said, well, I do notice it. I'm a big meat eater. We should notice it as, and that's, again, to just, not just stam lack of simcha, and not even avelus, but absence of the mikdash. That's really what the practice is all about. And I'll just conclude by mentioning the final thing. I forgot to bring it. But, it's hard to relate to the absence of the Beis HaMikdash nowadays very much. What does the Beis HaMikdash exactly mean so much? When Karbonus is such a foreign concept and so on and so forth. But I believe there's another aspect. And also relates to our Seder. The Beis HaMikdash was also the center of Mishpat, the center of Halacha. Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. Right? That's in the Mokum of Horah, the seat of the Sanhedrin. The beginning of our Seder. That's why I'm mentioning it now. The beginning of our Sedra speaks about Dayanim. Right at the right beginning, Sheni, the second Aliyah, talks about appointing Dayanim. So in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, they have it over here? Maybe they have it in the shop. They have it. The first one, the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, if it's there, the Rav quotes. No?
Yeah,
the, well, huh? Not there? Okay. I'll say it outside. The Rav quotes a minig, which I don't know if other people are aware of. That's the one. So he mentioned that on, I think it's in here, in the second set, I think it's in here, the practice that on Parshas, last Shabbos afternoon, okay, on last Shabbos afternoon, Parshas Maaseh, in Brisk, they used to lane for Dvarim, we lane till Sheni, right? I mean, generally speaking, Shabbos to Mincha. On Mondays and Thursdays, we lay until Sheni, whatever the Sheni is. So here, here's the whole question. Can we make it a little different? It's a different story, but not to start with the Pesach of Eicha. That's what I'm talking about. Let me just see if I can find it. He says that in Brisk, the practice was on the week of Dvarim that they leaned all the way till Shlishi in Dvarim. Let me see if I can find it. Unfortunately, I can't find the number. I did saw it somewhere. Maybe it's in one of the earlier essays. Maybe on Eretz Yisrael. Somewhere in the Sefer, I saw. I can't remember now. That they used to lane all the way until Sheni. Why? Huh? Until Shlishi, I mean. However they divide up the Aliyahs. Why? Because I mentioned before, Dvarim is always in the 9 days. So the Pasuk says, it's the Haftorah for the Shabbos, Tzion b'mishpat tipode, b'shaveh b'stokeh, how are we going to be redeemed through Mishpat, right? Tzion b'mishpat tipode. So the Dafke wanted in the 9 days to read Psukim that had to do with Mishpat. Right, so it's sort of like it was a half and a chomer, so to speak. They would lay in, I don't know if they did it during the 9 days. I certainly did it, I remember reading the Shabbos before. So I can't find the exact source. I guess you'll have to take my word for it. Or maybe it's in one of the other Sforim, or he said it somewhere else. But I think it's an interesting ha'ara that, and in connection with what I'm saying, it gives us the opportunity to recognize something that relates to us in terms of the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash is the center of Mishpat, is the center of Torah, is the center of Hora. So by not having meat, not drinking wine, we're able to note the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, but it should be in the understanding that what does the Beis Hamikdash mean, among other things. And, well, okay, I had a Chorban, it's terrible, but on many, many levels, but one of the levels that was terrible is that we lost the Sanhedrin, we lost the unified halachic force for Klal Yisrael. And that, in a certain sense, that we suffer from today more than probably anything else. You know, maybe that connects with Yosef Lubavitcher Rebbe, that everybody should find a sea and that people should come together. It may all be the same idea. I'm saying this practice that the Shefa quotes somewhere from the Rav, that and I think he said it was the Minigan Brisk, to read the Dafka, to read the Psukim in our Sedra during the 9 days that speak about Mishpat and Dayanim and so on, which is the function of the Sanhedrin, which met in the Beis Hamikdash. That's also part of recalling or noting the absence of something. So I think the meat and the wine, abstaining from the meat and wine, we should view it as an absence. Not just as stam a lack of simcha, but an absence of call our attention to the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, he wrote something that we won't have to observe this minig any longer. But for the meanwhile, we should try and appreciate what it means.